Okay, Boomer.
Pretty good.
Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, with two legendaries, man.
Ah, yeah.
The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
This just in.
Oh, no.
They are not making Sly 5.
Oh,
he loved. pick it up from there.
There it is.
We'll today,
fix that in post, kids.
The news dropped that our friends at Sanzaru were purchased by Facebook.
Oh.
So, as you remember, they recently released a game on the Rift, which is
Monkey Punches or something?
No, Asgard. Monkey Punches,
yeah,
Vikings.
Yeah.
It is highly acclaimed, this Asgard game. They did a phenomenal job. And then today, and there have been rumblings that something was going to happen. If you talk to any of those or see any of the articles, there was just, they've been hiring people to, it was interesting. I'm like, something, I didn't piece it together until afterwards. They're always working on something. But today the news dropped that Facebook bought them, which is awesome for them because now they can work solely in VR, make incredible VR experiences. But anybody that was still holding their breath that Sly 5 was somewhere in a back room working out a deal with Sony to be made by Sanzaru, it ain't gonna happen, my friends.
What could possibly go wrong?
That's just the entertainment
business. So, but somebody else, in theory, not to reopen this can of worms.
No, but, that's why I brought it up. I want to get all the worms on the table.
Somebody else could easily make it. Like, why can't Sony say, you now make it?
That's absolutely, they could. So this is, I don't often engage in these speculations of
but
the chess
when
game.
But you do it with Dos Equis.
Can we get some Dos Equis?
Yeah.
Can you drink
while
beer
we're vaping
now? That's a high fiber drink, right?
No. Okay. I mean, I can.
We'll talk
theory
about that later.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Sanzaru, more than anybody, has wanted to make a Sly Cooper game.
Would you say that the people at Sanzaru would want to make a Sly Cooper game even more than you and even more than the fans would want it?
That's hard to prioritize. Probably more than me because they stand to make a lot more money.
Okay.
They're going to spend a lot more time on it.
Yeah.
Maybe not more than
the fans?
Than most fans.
Okay.
Not all fans.
No,
there's certainly people
that
are like, I mean, you know, I've got other games. That's cool. I can, you know.
I play Fortnite now.
Justin plays Fortnite. I'll play with him. Who needs Sly Cooper?
I have a Sly Cooper skin.
Shut up. So I think if you look at how this has gone, that you have Sanzaru not desperately, but has been hungry, vocal about willing to make another game, has gone to Sony and said, we want to make another game. And Sony has said no, right? It's not from a willingness from Sanzaru. It's from Sony saying that doesn't fit with our current suite of products and the trajectory of our brand. So no. So then for Sanzaru to be like, well, we could say no to this very profitable future for our company in the blind hopes that maybe someday we can make a Sly Cooper, maybe. The answer is no.
Meanwhile, Zuckerberg's just patting out.
Exactly.
Like, making it rain.
So good news for them. They retain their autonomy, as most developers do. They continue to be. They're just owned by Facebook in the same way that their older brother, Sucker Punch, was an independent game company that was then bought by Sony and now makes Sony exclusives. But Sanzaru was making games across many different platforms already.
So well, good for them.
It is good for them. So maybe we can catch up with Matt. We've had him on the show before and find
maybe,
out.
Maybe you could still do, be a some kind of other rodent family animal
maybe
in a VR situation.
That'd be great.
Well, I was thinking
I have a lot of rodent, characters in my repertoire. This is a rat. This is Kevin Miller as a rat.
Okay.
Thank you. That is Kevin Miller as a rat. Okay. Okay, give me any rodent.
Like a rabbit.
This is Kevin Miller as a rabbit.
Hello, I'm a rabbit.
Thank you.
Oh, that's
thank you.
Good.
That was
good.
That one actually says words.
Oh, okay.
Good. You got any other?
Interesting. I wouldn't expect a rabbit to talk, I guess. I don't know why.
Well, the raccoon does, so.
Oh, good.
The
point
rat does not.
Yeah. This rat is just an NPC, think? Or?
Like one of those little area creatures that kind of goes around.
Just atmosphere.
Yeah, that
okay.
Atmo and has like 2 hit points, and so you just sneeze near it. And
what
dies.
About a guinea pig? Is that a rodent?
I can't do that.
Oh,
that's outside my
because of the pig.
It's
in
just,
it?
It takes me a while to get in character. I had a bad experience at a workshop
really?
About that. I just can we just move on from the guinea pig?
Yeah, I mean we can.
Okay, I'll try it. I can't do it.
No, I don't. I think we don't want you to. I don't want to take you back to that.
I actually don't. I think guinea pigs are rodents.
I think they are.
Good.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Skunks.
So, oh,
cats.
Cats. No, cats are mammals. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but so are rodents.
Oh, good point. Yeah. I mean, feline. Like there's.
Yeah, they're polecats.
Separate.
That's why they're called polecats. They're actually.
But they're part of the rodentia family.
No, they're part of the feline family.
I was right, except for the mammal part.
Yeah. Actually, I think there are rodents.
You see, cats are rodents?
No, skunks are.
Skunks are?
Skunk!
That's your skunk character?
I can do a skunk too.
Okay. Oui, oui. Ho, ho. Now, are you currently workshopping any other species of
I'm working on staying in the boutique of rodents. I think that's a real good niche.
Well, you gotta
for
have
me.
A niche. Yeah, that's good for
but,
the market.
But I do a whale.
Oh, really? That is spot on.
Thank you. It sounds really good underwater if you've seen Star Trek 4.
What happens when you do it with water in your mouth?
It actually sounds a little something like this.
Oh, no. This is going to ruin our whole show. Oh, wow. Yeah, you feel it. Yeah. And I don't speak whale. What is the whale saying right there?
I do rodents.
Oh. Comes together.
This is amazing.
It comes together.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So to your earlier question, maybe, sure, there could be some other developer out there. Obviously, Senzara was
saying there's a chance.
There's always a anything is possible. It's extremely, extremely, extremely unlikely.
Remember all the turmoil and heartache about the movie and George Clooney?
Very acutely.
And all of it now for naught. Like,
yeah.
Nothing.
It's a shame. That still is on somebody's back burner.
What do you think the over-under is that George Clooney's like, when are we going to get me?
Listen, if George Clooney wanted
it. If Jim Carrey could be at Sonic the Hedgehog, damn it, I could be.
See, that's the difference. If George Clooney knew that there was a Sly Cooper and had any interest in making it happen, it would be done. It would happen. But he doesn't.
So, they wanted him.
Yeah, they wanted him. I don't blame him. He's a good name. He works for the genre. Like, he does crime already. It makes sense. I could see
why. He does crime already?
He does Ocean's movies.
Yeah, he did
the Sly Fox animated movie.
The industry is not very creative in that sense.
See, here, I think the problem is that the disruption that the direct-to-consumer digital marketplace has done that has made Sony pause on a lot of those things, like TV shows, films, like,
but why not get on it if Amazon, Netflix, Hulu?
Because that's why. Because there are so many streaming platforms that the market can only bear so many. And I think someone like Sony that's like, okay, we weren't already on this, so
but make a show and sell it to one of those platforms then.
Sure, they could do that. That I mean, then that's how most networks
work.
They had
their own original. That Rich's show was only on PlayStation View.
Yeah, then that's the question. Like, why don't PlayStation players watch more? Unique?
I never watch a movie or a TV show on my PlayStation. Is that a mistake?
Oh, what do you mean? You never watch a movie on your PlayStation?
I mean, I never.
All
I watch
we do
it on
is
Amazon
watch
Fire.
Oh. No, the PlayStation is the center of our family's universe.
Oh, really?
Everything. Disney Plus, Netflix, Blu-rays, Vudu, and games all happen.
You do Vudu on your PlayStation?
Yes. Everything happens on the PlayStation.
It's a very biased program.
We still have the PS3 hooked up because we watch stuff on our PlayStation. It happens. It's everything to our world. I don't. Why own a Fire when the PlayStation does it already?
I'll tell you, because in my opinion, I don't want to activate the hardware on my PlayStation because I want it to last forever.
That was a conscious decision?
Sort of.
Really?
I think I compartmentalize.
That's like owning an alarm clock to save your battery on your iPhone.
No, because where my alarm clock goes, my phone could be plugged in.
Yeah, but it saves your battery on your phone if you don't use it as an alarm clock. That's one of the life hacks they give you.
Oh.
Buy a $3 digital alarm clock.
Right, we got to take a break. I got to go on Amazon. Turns out.
Buy a couple of
wasting my battery.
Alarm clock Fires.
By the way, I don't know if we mentioned on the show, but I have a Tesla, and today was the first time I was out and my phone died.
Oh.
And so I'm like, that's the key to my car.
And so that, like, oh, really?
Don't you? And then thankfully you have a little card.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you have the card?
To add to the level of danger and excitement that is really only applicable if you're me in this situation and nobody listening. But
so on the edge of
there was a part, there was a moment in time where I'd given it to a valet and then I stuck it in my pocket and put it back in my wallet where it lives. And cleared out my pockets and set it on the dresser.
Oh, no.
And then I was walking around. I went, oh, that's important. I shouldn't, because I put a business card on top of it. I go, oh, no, that should not
be there.
That's
my car.
Yeah. And so that's how, luckily, I was able to get into my car. Otherwise, I would literally have had to go to a stranger, call my wife, and had her come so I could get into my car.
But that problem exists. Like, I could do that.
Yeah, you could lock your key. Thank you for saying that. Because a lot of people go, oh, that's, yeah, I wouldn't put up with that. Like, oh, because that's because your phone is your car. What happens if your phone dies?
That doesn't make it. It's for,
what happens when you lose your keys, Jack?
I was going to say, there's no difference. It's just that your phone is likely to die. But honestly, when was the last time your phone died?
Like, that was it.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
The first time in probably years, but this is the first time having this phone.
The new, I have the iPhone 11 now, thank God. And it, unlike my iPhone 6, the iPhone 6 couldn't go 4 hours without needing a charge. Just for existing, breathing air.
Yes.
It was like, I can't do it, bro.
I'm out.
What's up? You got any batteries? But the iPhone 11, I can run Waze on it.
There are six generations after me. Please put me down. Kevin,
Grandpa,
look in my eyes and let me go.
I'm going to give you to my son so he can watch Big Hero 6.
Oh, no.
You're going to have a great time. He loves Angry Birds.
Why so much poking?
You got to be good. Got to be good. So now, but the iPhone 11, it lives forever. Like you can, I only charge, like I think it got below 20% once when I was using it in Disneyland all day long.
I'm fascinated by the wireless charging.
That's I want to get now. One. Do you have it?
I have it on my bedside. I just put bloop and I put my watch in there and dune. And then now I'm buying one for the car.
That's great.
Yeah.
I thought about getting one, but I realized like I don't need it. Like in the world of things I need, I was like, you know, groceries. Groceries are important.
Yeah. But if you had a charged phone, you could use it to order groceries.
Oh, you're so brilliant. We're going to take a break. Get on Amazon. Brought to you by Amazon.
What are you playing right now?
Well, the other game that I'm playing that happens in IRL is called Clean the Fan on my PS4.
What are the graphics like?
Well, better now. So it got to the point.
How's the sound design?
That's the best part.
Really?
You don't hear it.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's so good. And it's in 3D.
Remember when you guys came over? I think it was for the Super Bowl.
Yes, So that was part of
it. Jacob kept coming out and goes, your PlayStation is like really loud.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to me. What I was hearing is that this kid has no idea what anything has ever been like
before
his existence.
That's right.
Like noise or anything. Like, why would you? It just comes to like, how do you
do you remember when you were a kid in the 80s, you could walk into a room and know if a TV was on?
Yes,
you could hear it. Yeah, that high-pitched, like, and I remember walking into a classroom where they had a TV on and all the kids walked in and went, I have a superpower where I know that there's a TV on and I can hear it in this room. Like, all the kids said it. We're like, well, I think we can all just hear that it's
with a hum of fluorescent lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Back when that was a thing.
None of the kids these days don't have that stuff. So, but that was one of the tipping points was at the Super Bowl party where we were using my PS4 in the other room because I could hear it the whole time. And then I realized I had a headache maybe a week or so ago, and I could not go into the house without hearing the constant sound of the PS4. Remember earlier,
the center of your entertainment.
It's the center of our universe. We can't do anything without the PS4 on.
You know what the Amazon Fire doesn't have?
What's that?
A fan.
Well, I don't have a PS4 anymore. But I'm getting ahead of myself. No, I'm just kidding. Don, don, don! Yes. You knew where the button was. So I mean, if I play Red Dead, I was putting headphones in just to
enjoy.
Be able to, like, not even to overpower it. Just to be able to hear the...
Playing in your living room was like being on a plane.
Yes, I could not.
That's unfair.
No, that's accurate because the sound was just constant and it was loud and it was present. So even if we were watching a Blu-ray or Netflix, there's still that same noise.
I thought at one point you put a new fan in there, no?
No, I bought an external fan
that's
supposed to sit on the back of it. It blocked the vents and made it overheat quicker. So I didn't use that. That was no good. I put a cooling pad, like a laptop cooling pad underneath it. That would kind of work.
Put like a cold washcloth on its head.
I did that. Yeah. And then it would just kind of sweat and complain about its ears hurting. So that didn't work.
We are funny.
It's always right there. So I finally decided I'm going to do it. I bought the $20 replacement fan. I watched the video on YouTube multiple times on how to replace the fan. You've done this, right? Yeah. You went through it. I've assembled the computer, but I'm not very competent. Like, I'm nervous about using those parts because I'm not a handyman kind of guy. I understand the process, but it's not my jam. I'll write a code that explains it, but I'm not going to put a screw in a thing because there's no undo button. I think that's what bothers me. I can't go back. It's like it's permanent. You could really screw things.
Yeah, all here is like that crack noise. You're like, oh,
that's it. There's no wait. Go back. Go back. Yeah. No, there's no go back.
Command Z.
So I watched this whole video. I had watched it several times. Then I did it, and I disassembled the whole thing. And now I'm sitting there at my kitchen table with every piece. It's like having the PlayStation duplicated because each piece is the size of the PlayStation, and they're just all over the place.
Your family's just waiting to watch something.
Pretty much, and I send the kids out of the room like, Dad, you said at 2 o'clock we can leave 7-1. Get out of the room! So I have like 8 bowls of screws from the eras that I pulled things apart, and I didn't label it, that'll come later. and then get to the end, and I was like, great. And I open it up to that final layer, and the fan was reasonably clean because I'd actually gotten into part of it before and been able to wipe it down. But there's a vent behind it, a metal grate, and I'll show you the picture. I've already put it on Twitter, and it was 70% blocked, just completely blocked.
Like an artery.
Yeah, and I think the only portion of it that was exposed was because that at some angle with the canned air, I was able to get into it and blow that off. Otherwise, the whole thing should have been completely obstructed. I mean, there's a chunk the size of your thumb hanging off the side of it of just gunk, dust throughout. He's scrolling. Keep going. That's another top worker in the steps. There you go. Check this out. Click on it. How is that possible? It's like the back of a refrigerator. If you've ever turned your refrigerator around, you're like, wow,
that is
what
insane.
Is all this stuff? That was my PlayStation. Thick, gray, matted dog hair.
That's a lot of skin cells.
Those dust mites. No, yeah. I don't have an animal. Like, it's all human.
I mean. There's still a lot of
skin. I said dog hair is a joke. I want to be clear. There was no dog hair. It's all 5, 6, 7-year-old worth of dust. But at this point, I'm like, well, I'm here. I might as well replace the fan, and I bought it. And I thought, well, what if this new fan doesn't work? That would really suck. But I did it. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure that this is the problem. Like, that's why. So go and then start to put it back in, put the new fan in. Then they're like, to reassemble, just do the steps in reverse or watch this video. Now, I never watched the reassembly video. And the first thing that she says at the top of the reassembly video is, before you move on, don't forget to add cooling sink to the back of this in order to reassess. We do not recommend you do this without adding a heat sink to the back of it. And I'm like, and I'm going to Fry's. So I wanted to ask you, I can already tell by the perplexed look above your face, did you use heat sink when you reassembled your PlayStation? And it's fine. Do you even know what a heat sink is?
Yeah, I think I do. I want to look at it because I'm thinking.
He's Googling heat sink right now. No, it's.
It's like sink, like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. But to do it, you use gel. Use an actual putty between the heatsink and the processor. And that's what
it's a thermal layer.
It's a thermal layer.
Yeah.
So did you apply any thermal putty when you did it?
I remember. Yeah.
So I knew I had some because of one of the PC builds, but I couldn't find it. So I went back and I didn't have any remover because the thing I had sent my PlayStation within its first year off to PlayStation Farm to be fixed. And it looks like they got into it because there was the thickest chalkiest glob of heatsink putty inside of it that it took me probably a half hour of slowly drip, wipe off, drip, wipe off. I had to like scrape part of it off. I'm like, I don't even know if this is going to work or not. But I did, applied new stuff, got the little doll up in there. And then the whole time, just like, I don't know if this is going to work. Plus, the video was made, I think, because I sent it away. What they sent back had different components in it, because there were steps and things that in the video were not covered. Like, there were screws. And I'm like, I can't do that. Wait, your picture doesn't even have this screw. I have extra braces here. Like, I had to figure all that out. So when I reassembled it, I have three extra screws.
Nailed it.
I have no idea where they go.
Nailed it. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
PlayStation 5 comes out in November.
That's what I'm praying for.
Yeah.
So I put it in. Everything works. I was like, oh, hallelujah. This is amazing. And then I go to eject it, and it does nothing. The eject button didn't work.
That's the screws.
No, it was, there's something just, I had to disassemble and reassemble the top case, and it clicked it
just
back
didn't
in.
Click a wire.
Yeah, it's just a metal contact.
Yeah.
Because all it's doing is reading like your heat from your finger, like a touchpad, and that moves it over. So now if you come to our house,
you don't hear,
it's to the point, I'm not kidding, where I was like, oh yeah, it didn't always make a noise. Like, I have been conditioned probably for 2 years that it has just always made some terrible sound in the room. Because it's not a PS Pro, it's just a PS4. Now it's like, I feel like I'm on vacation. It's the craziest thing. We had the PlayStation on during dinner and I didn't notice. It's a whole new world.
Have the kids said anything?
No, they're dumb. Well, my wife and I are very excited. Very excited.
Well, I'm very happy for you. Congrats on your
thank
heat
you.
Sink.
But see, this was an adventure for me. Like, there was turmoil, there was tears, there were fears, there was other bands. For you, it wasn't as scary. You were able to.
I don't remember having all these. I don't think I changed the fan on my actual PlayStation. I know I've changed the drive multiple times.
That you can do.
But
you just
fan,
pop off the side.
I thought maybe I changed the fan in this laptop or something. Maybe it was that. But I don't think I did on the PlayStation.
Not on the PlayStation. Because changing the drive on the PlayStation is pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's two screws and a lid, and you can get in and change it out. To get to the fan, it's the last thing. I'm not exaggerating. It is completely in pieces by the time you get to the fan. So there are all those pictures of the crazy V-shaped PS5
the
dev kit.
Capacitor.
Yeah, it looks like a flex capacitor. I'm like, I get it now, because that would be great. I know it's not the prettiest console on the planet, but if I could hit that with a canned air and blow that stuff out rather than having to disassemble it.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
No,
yes, please.
Disassemble.
Oh,
PS4 is alive.
Too soon.
All right, we'll take a break and come back, and we'll be talking more.
That's or humming.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned to find out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Video, video. Boogie with a suitcase. Y'all living in a disco. Forget about the rap race. Let's do the milkshake and sell it like a hotcake. Try some, buy some, be five, four, pop, talk about pop music, talk about pop music. Pop music, pop music, pop music, pop music.
Doobie doobie doo up. The name of their band evidently is M.
The letter?
The letter
or E-M.
M.
Like, anti-M,
no,
anti-M.
M, the letter M. This is letter M performing pop music.
I'm sorry. Again, is it the letter M?
The letter M. Like,
that's
M.
The full name. Or just...
half of an M&M.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. You did a show where that was one of the titular songs.
I did?
Yeah, at the time, Paramount's Great America.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When you were, weren't you in that show with the history of...
No, I was never retroactive.
Oh, you were never retroactive.
No. I was lost in cyberspace and then movie magic.
Why do I associate you with it? Because it was it the year after?
Retro, I think, was the show right after.
That's it.
They had it. I don't even think I was an understudy
so
for that.
So in 1997, Justin Worsham was... What was your character's name?
New Talk.
No.
Danny.
Danny. Just Danny?
Mm-hmm.
And Danny, if I recall, had this sweet-looking game that had 16 bits worth of graphics, maybe. And it was about delivering pizzas to UFOs or something.
Maybe. I don't remember that.
And you were playing it in your basement, your sweet basement.
I had a basement room.
On stage.
And then this girl from cyberspace would come, and then the walls opened up, and she was on the video wall.
And so the
she
TV
brought in hot chick dancers
split, and there were more TVs.
Room.
So it was like all these TVs.
Yeah.
And then there were three
Three
women,
dancers.
A red one, a blue one, and a yellow one. Yeah.
Little sexy Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's right. It was just three.
Yeah.
Which in hindsight is strange.
But what was great is that it was just three, but there were five total dancers, but only three would be in the show, and they all had a different color.
Oh, that is super
so
weird.
So one was purple, one was yellow. The primary ones were red, yellow, and, red, blue, and green.
Super weird.
And then they had orange, yellow, and purple. So that's six dancers.
Why? That's some sort of strange
because the girls would
interchange. Operational thing.
Girls would interchange, but each of them were assigned a color.
But they each had two costumes, I assume,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, so it didn't make sense.
Like, it doesn't make... That's a weird operational
I think
override.
That they were trying to think of like, well, if two girls call in sick, what if we don't have a costume
I get it.
That fits them?
I suppose. It's a way of cutting corners. But what was the point of this show? Because again, even Nothing. Lost in Cyberspace, it was 1997. It was even pre-Matrix, right? Yep. Like all of this stuff. We didn't even know what cyberspace was.
Was it pre-Matrix?
I think. Was it Matrix 99?
Oh, yeah, Matrix, 99, because last year for Jacob's birthday, they were celebrating like the 20th year of it.
Right, right. So, like and then did an evil overlord come through the video game?
Again, it was a lady, yes.
There were no online games. Yes. That's what I'm saying. There were no, it
and
wasn't
the
like.
The show was lost in cyberspace.
Right. So what was that just meant? Was that a metaphor we used for video game space?
I think so.
To be fair, though, the 80s loved the digital space. Yeah. Like you'd go through telephone wires somehow magically.
There wasn't a lot of through line to it, if I remember.
Really?
Right. Yeah, it was just a lot of disjointed. It was like, you know what we should have is a dance show with a video wall.
Okay, hold on. Let me take some notes. Dance show, video wall.
And
yes,
then
sir.
Go make that happen.
Okay. How many colored costumes should
Every
we have?
Every color of the rainbow.
Okay, six. Uh-huh. And should it star a girl?
No.
I'm just kidding. You should have seen your face.
I know.
It's 1997.
You know what time? When I was working in radio. Have I told you this
story? No, I don't know.
When I was working in radio, they wanted to put together this like... a pitch for a millennial targeted news show is what they wanted. And so they had tasked the Los Angeles iHeart branch with doing this. And I was supposed to help like produce it from an audio standpoint, like do the production for it. And they wanted a voice to do an intro and they hired somebody and it was very bland. It was like, you're welcome to something, Shockwave or whatever it was. Yeah. And so
millennials love that.
Yeah.
Which again, millennials are like 35, 40 years old.
Yes.
But let's move on.
So the producer who was kind of overseeing, she's like, I don't like that intro. It doesn't seem to have any energy. And she goes, can you just redo it? I said, yeah, sure. And so.
See, you did it in your Australian.
The boss. Right. Some what? The boss came by and said, yeah, I go, hey, I want to see what you think the intro. It sounds, pretty bad. And so I was just going to redo it with my voice. And she goes, what if we got a woman? And I went, good one, Robin. That's funny. That's good stuff. Love it. Oh, my God. This one.
You did. Oh, you did that same joke, but in a professional setting.
Yes. I was like, dabbing my eye, not amused.
I would imagine.
Shortly after that, I did not work there.
Interesting.
Yeah,
unrelated. That is interesting.
Unrelated.
Interesting.
Nothing.
You should just do podcasts where you can say and do anything you want.
Yeah,
and there is
a lot
no...
less money. I found.
Interesting. Interesting. Freedom, security. Yeah. These things are always in balance.
Yes, exactly. They are.
Which one?
Which one?
You can do whatever you want, but you can't eat.
Yeah, except eat or live in a home.
I choose to die of starvation.
Well, you're going to be really happy.
Yay, I have no clothes on.
With your job.
Whee!
There are no rules.
I smack two sticks together and call it Coke. That's because it's free.
Oh,
I'm free. Are you pulling up more music to play in this interview?
I know. I was pulling up Discord.
Oh, what are we doing with Discord?
I don't know. That's what my role is. In the second segment, I get ready with Discord.
That's true. I have nothing to do with Discord. I wanted to ask you what you're playing these days.
I am playing nothing but Fortnite.
Yeah.
And my new favorite thing.
Wait, you have to do it.
What?
Fables from Fortnite.
Fables from Fortnite. Y'all ready for this? So anyway... I played and my kids were playing with their friends and then I jumped in and I was playing and I just decided to play by myself. And
see you later, tweeners.
Yeah. Well, I figured, like, I didn't want to interrupt them. Sure. So, and I know that I have a lot to learn because they love to make fun of me of how bad I am.
Especially if they have friends over, I'm sure.
Well, the friends, this is the thing. You don't really have, I mean, my younger son has a play date tomorrow, but you don't have friends over. Right. You interact with your friends with a headset now.
Yeah.
And so
it's safer that way.
I really hope
there
that
are
this
less
is
cars.
Yes, exactly. I really hope that this is the norm, and it's not like I'm like, this must be how things are done now. Yeah. And then I'm locking my kid up, and he's never going to understand social skills
or how trees work.
Oh, he doesn't even know what a tree is. He hasn't seen one in 5 years.
Dark arborist.
So anyway, I played and I got a victory royale.
Yeah.
And on a solos match, which I was very impressed with myself, and I let everyone know it. And my kids were very annoyed.
That's cool.
Like, I was like, look at this. How lucky are you that your dad is so good at Fortnite?
And what Jacob, do you get? Is there a trophy associated with this level? Or?
No. Well, so here's the thing. There is a glider in the new battle pass that you get once you get a victory royale.
Okay.
Jacob wanted to get this glider, so he played a duos match where you play with two people.
Sure.
And he made me the party leader because that dictates the matchmaking, so he feels like he's better than all the other players. I have a very sneaking suspicion that it averages your party out a little bit.
Yeah, I would
and that
it
it's
does.
Like a placebo effect. It's like Days of Thunder was like, those are new special tires. You're fine. You could take
that's
you,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
yeah,
it's yeah. that. He's like, oh my God, I'm owning these. I'm poning these noobs. Here yeah, go. Yeah. I'm such a sweat.
And, these bots are dying.
They're all bots.
One,
look at
one,
me.
The 4-3
I'm
and
toxic.
A 2-8.
That's another, well, there was one I forgot to tell you about that that we said the other night at dinner. But anyway, so I win, and
How many people? Is this a 50-person battle?
100 people.
It's a full battle royale.
Full battle royale, 100 people. Well now, done. In everybody else's defense, I only killed 3 people the entire time.
But that's all. Those are the only
but
ones
But the
that
last matter. One is the one that matters.
That's right.
And I snuck up on the last.
That's a good bumper sticker, if they still did bumper stickers. That's a good bumper sticker. Yeah. Battle royale. It's the last kill to kill the man. Yeah, that's good.
So anyway, that was another one he said where Jacob had me hide in a bush when we're doing this duos battle, because he's trying to let everybody kill him, and you only have to kill a couple to win. And so I used that a little bit, and he goes, look at that, you're stealing my strat.
Strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, you are so annoying.
Is it really hard to finish that word?
Hard? Like, which strategy. It's so weird because it makes me feel old at the same time. Because
you know, some of that may be from like holdovers from the typing culture of MMORPGs. Because you said mats earlier.
They say AFK. They say AFK out loud.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Is your dad AFK?
That actually that's harder to say than away from keyboard.
You're right.
My lazy Californian mouth likes away from keyboard. Yeah. I don't like AFK. That's hard to say.
Yeah. I've heard that.
I could say AFK. I don't mind that. My lazy Californian mouth likes AFK.
Or how about, is he not here? Because we're all talking and nobody's on a keyboard.
AFK.
Okay, you're right. That was faster.
You're right. Yeah. There are no keyboards on the PS4.
Yeah, but in theory, because Fortnite is cross-platform, like you could be playing somebody who's on a PC even though you're on a PlayStation. But anyway.
Still.
So there's a lot of this going on at dinner where I'm like, I go, man, you guys are...
What does your wife do in these moments? Does she play Fortnite? She
rolls her eyes a lot.
Okay.
And shakes her head.
Her neck must be.
Because I like to say, I started with the boys and they were getting annoyed, which I love. And then I started going and go, and you're so lucky. I mean, you're married to basically an amazing Fortnite player.
Right.
And Jacob's like, you're not amazing.
Oh,
you won one game. I said, but one game. It's not about the game that I won.
Yeah.
It's about how long it took me to get there.
Yeah.
I played 5 games, and of those 5 games, I got one win.
I didn't your son, your youngest, keep bragging that he got second place in a battle royale?
He was the younger one, but...
For years, right? Have either of these boys that play Fortnite as often as they look at their own stool, won a battle?
They've won. I don't know if they've done a solos. There was another time where Jacob got a solo victory royale, and it was a big deal. He didn't keep bringing it up like Jack did, but he was like, "I won! I got! Oh my gosh!
Oh sure!"
He was so excited, right? And but it's just funny to me that I was like, why can't I be excited? And he was like, but he goes, Dad, when I won, I didn't have skill-based matchmaking. And I said, what does that mean?
He said, when I was your age,
yes.
we didn't have skill-based matchmaking.
Yes.
amazing.
Fortnite, really honestly, Fortnite has improved my quality of life. And I'm not joking in the slightest. It is, in all seriousness, if I very much doubt it, but if there is somebody who is listening to this that is closer to our age and has children, I highly encourage you to just play the game with them, because it is enjoyable once you get into it and play a couple matches.
Yeah.
But more enjoyable than anything is the camaraderie.
Yeah, and absolutely, because it's their language. Yeah.
You're getting, and that's. I think I brought up last time is that I realized I was sitting there thinking, like, what should I do? Because I feel like it's not the same connection that I once had with my kids. And I realized my dad, when I wanted to play football, he got on the board of directors for the Pop Warner football
team. Cool.
Like
yeah.
Even though he had no interest in sports whatsoever,
right?
And he told me later on when I got older, I said, "Why did you do that?" And he said, "He goes, well, I couldn't coach. I didn't know anything about the game, so I'd had to find. You were interested in it. And I wanted to learn about it, so I had to find." What can I do to get around the people?
And he's like,
no,
I'm not going
to
be the water boy.
No, but then he eventually like rose up to be like the one of the like the president of that Pop Warner team, and he helped out a lot with the concessions and he did all that stuff.
Yeah,
and it was ironic because you'd think the guy who was the executive director that his kid would start, but no, that evidently in sports that is not.
That is not
a concern.
We should write some letters,
right? So I won a victory royale, and I'm flabbergasted at I do enjoy the game. Here's why I like it. It's bite-sized.
Sure.
Everything is bite-sized. It's not a long commitment. Yeah. It's not like I have to settle in.
That's why I enjoy Overwatch for that same reason. Like you can, or even Battlefront. You can play a game within 6, 8, 10 minutes and then be done. And or do a bunch. Yep. Like I got to enjoy a lot of them. So a loss goes away quickly.
Yes.
A win, you're like, I got to play again. So no matter what, you always seem to want to play again.
Yes.
If you lose, you're like, oh, I got to do another one. If you win, you're like, well, I felt good. Let's do more of that.
And Fortnite has this awesome thing where you could go back and replay any match you've ever done.
Ever?
As far as I could tell, like you go to your career.
Well, you've only
tab.
Been playing for a little while.
Yeah, that's true. Or at least the last five. So it was so funny because I made everybody watch my Victory Royale and you could speed it up. And so they were, the kids love it because they were making fun of every move I made.
Yeah, sure.
And then Jacob loves to go, oh, okay, yeah. So you swapped for your tack. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
All right. Good one.
You
can
tell when I do a good thing because they reluctantly compliment me.
Oh, that's good.
And when I do something stupid, they just giggle out loud with joy.
Is it, when you do it, is it just from your point of view or does it record everything?
It records everything. So you can actually watch all the other players.
Where is it storing this data?
I don't know. It's fascinating. I mean, they have to own half of the Southern Hemisphere.
That's still a lot. Earth. I mean, five back I would buy. Like, if you've literally played five, I imagine, and then you can choose to store it and you'll keep it on your hard drive. But forever, like every match you've ever done?
I don't know. Like, it goes, your career, it goes back and it tells you what you did, like when you had, like an achievement or something, and then you could hit a replay.
That's amazing.
From that day. And you just pick which match you played.
Well, I know the game is playable on a mobile device, so maybe there is some sort of
compression
like
that
super low tech that it's like it's just quadrants and vectors, and then the graphics engine makes it look pretty, but we're just remembering ones and zeros essentially.
And I don't know, but so that's what I do now.
Well done.
Last night. While Natalie was taking a shower, I was like, are you going to take a shower? It was pretty funny. I never thought this would be myself. She goes, are you going to take a shower? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I was going to wash my face, but I'll take a shower so you can play Fortnite. Which is very weird to hear your wife say as a 40-year-old man when your kid has Fortnite t-shirts.
Right.
But I did. I went on and I played a match of Fortnite.
And she knew.
And she got out. She poured herself a glass of wine and watched me. I got third place.
Well done.
I made it all the way to the top three and then got sniped in the head
because
I was standing still.
Does she cry? Does she know yet that it's pretend?
Here's how little she knows. And cares because there was only two guys left, I wanted to see the strategies of the guy who won.
Yeah.
So I kept watching. And when that guy got killed, she goes, oh, you got killed.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Have you noticed the controller's over here?
Yeah, I got killed the previous person.
I'm the other guy.
She was like, no, whatever.
Drunk, bye. Is that a thing? That's funny.
It's a thing from a mom podcast know. It's called Why Mommy Drinks, and their DJ air horn is they say white wine.
White wine. That's very funny. News drop this week, speaking of life in IRL, and this will align with what you've been sharing about Fortnite, is that it is believe that the PS5 controller will record biometric data. So while you're holding the controller, it will monitor your heart rate and your sweat level. So
you be sweats.
If you're a sweats, it'll know whether or not you're a legit sweat. So it'll actually, maybe if they can tie that in to where if you're playing, it'll
sweat
say
achievement sweat, unlocked.
You're a sweat. But I think to do that, you would have to design it so that you not only build a lot of stuff and also sweat. Because if you're just nervous, you could accidentally get the sweat.
I feel like the achievement should be IRL sweat.
Yeah.
Other one should be Fortnite sweat.
Digital sweat. Oh, yeah. That's good. So they postulate that this will create all sorts of interesting interactions with a game. So if you're playing like a horror game and your heart rate isn't high enough, they ramp up the scares.
Oh, geez.
They're like, we're not getting you.
That is frightening.
We'll get you more. And then the other
Imagine, here's the thing. Imagine, like, remember how they would say, oh, it's open sandbox.
Yeah.
It kind of wasn't.
Right.
All they have to do is say that.
Right.
All they have to do is say, the more afraid you are, the bigger the scares are going to be. And instantly, now you're afraid of being afraid.
No.
Which is a feedback loop of just
gonna
pure terror.
So the other one is they noticed, they were like, well, if you're getting stuck at a point and you start to get frustrated, like your pulse races, they're like, okay, we'll make it easier for you. We'll bring it down a level. So the game is like adapting to what you do.
We're so close to Ready Player One.
I think we're already there and we don't know it. Have you seen The Matrix? It's like 20 years old. Those shrimps are going to come through the walls.
Listen, I enjoy hanging out with you a lot, but if this is a video game, this is the worst video game in the world.
Oh, I like my grappling gun.
Wait, what?
Foonk!
That's a good sound. That's good. For grappling. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's
pretty
good.
Thank you. Pretty good. 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 Pretty good.
It's stupid how easily abused I am.
You need to now make that a drop, and then I'll just talk over that, and we just go on.
It's a never-ending story.
Never-ending story. All right, let's take a break.
Oh, Tales from Tyria. Can't wait.
And now, it's time for
going for the record.
So badass. I really think it does.
That's good.
The music and everything. It's happening. So badass.
Oh, man. If only it was the real intro to Guild Wars 2.
Maybe this is just a song that you chose from the soundtrack?
No, it really is. But there's no one saying that when you load it up.
But that is when you start to play, this is the song.
It was in the second expansion, Heart of Thorns. But I like it. It has the most drama to it. The current expansion is called the Icebird Saga. So it's very like, demon sounding murder coming, things are bad and you don't know. It's Shining. It's the Shining, like the first five-sixth of the Shining. Spooky demon thing in something.
Murder coming.
That's my favorite. It's gonna be
that is
bad.
The funniest thing with the word murder in it since the Tick said murder salad. Oh god.
Ah, it's good to be nominated. Yeah. It's nice to be nominated. It's time for Tales of Tyria.
Murder coming.
That's a good thing to talk about is the experience with the Icebrood Saga is this like very muted experience because it's all this like frost wasteland everywhere you go. There's just everything's just gray. And parts are blue, and there are dead trees, and there are ravens.
I don't know why that amused me so.
It's gray.
And parts are blue. But the point is,
there's not a lot of color. In fact, it's the one map. Like, there's even a filter on it to make everything look like it's in shadow. There's not much light, and the game has some really great occlusion effects where you can get the reflections and the shadows and things like it. It can be a gorgeous game, and to the point where I have to change my armor color because it doesn't look the way it should look on the screen. Everything is in this kind of like behind this charcoal wall. The music is and a lot of not music. Like usually I keep, a lot of people don't play with the in-game music and maybe that's why they dialed it back. But I always play with in-game music happening at the same time. Hey, I've lost you.
Nope. I want to make a note because I want to grab the murder coming team.
Look forward to that being a drop. The other thing that's super creepy, and I don't know if I've mentioned this, but at random points when you're on the map, a whispery voice just comes up and says things like, you should give up.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's easier with me. Or stuff like, they don't like you. Stuff like that. Like that, none of those are direct quotes.
Play this with a headset?
No, but I shouldn't. And it's this voice that's in your head. It's actually the dragon.
The first time that happens, like, is it?
It's in the context of the story. You're doing something and suddenly.
But, like, is there? So there is no setup. Like, you're just sitting there and you're like, wait, what?
You're playing. The first time it happens is in the story mode before you get onto the map. So you're actually playing. And the first time there's actually a voice. And there is a, I had a pause of like, okay, that I knew it came from the game. I didn't know what it was. And the characters don't even react to it. And after like the third time, one of them says something, your character says something. And then the other character in the room goes, oh, you can hear it too. Good. Like, oh, so it's a ghost story, I guess is probably the quickest way to say all this. And so it's fun.
In February?
It started earlier.
It started
in October, November, and it's been, you know, drawing out. And so I feel like murder coming. I think they're building towards something, like taking their time, letting this be very slow. Yeah. Because the last season was much more bombastic. And in the campaign, these big, vibrant desert worlds with all these ornate castles and sand dunes and things. And this is like, there's a spooky forest. You're going to spend a lot of time in the spooky forest.
That voice thing would really... I think I would like it, but it would freak me out.
And you don't know. That's the other part. It's just random. There's no trigger for it. It's just at certain points. And it always happens. You're not in the middle of battle. You're like moving between something, or if you finish doing something, then...
That's so good. I almost wish the characters didn't say something.
Because it's part of the story.
I wonder where they tested it. If it, like, people are like...
What? Nope. You know, like the game is talking to me.
They just throw their headsets down and be like, I'm out.
But you know what it is. And so then now the point of it is that there's voices. So you, like, whose voice are you? Whose voice are you listening to? So that's kind of like you meet somebody, you make sure, are you being possessed right now? Are you part of the dark side? But sometimes it's like, in the beginning, the first time you hear it, they're saying things and you're like, oh, this sounds like encouragement. And then you realize, oh, no, you're asking me to... kill myself. Like you're asking.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the right on the line.
This would be easier with me.
Yeah. You should just give up.
Oh my gosh.
Stop now. This would be so, you know, you want to lay down. And it's like freezing. It's blizzard. So they're like, just rest. Stuff like that.
Now what happened if you just rest? Like, does that?
Nothing in the game. Because the game isn't designed for that. It's just meant they're like spook you.
It would.
The other thing that was fun today, they announced a new skin. For the War Claw, which is only good for PvP. It's a mount that looks like a giant cat, or now you can make it look like a wolf.
Yes.
Oh.
Hungry like the wolf.
So, which brings me to my next Fables of Fortnite question for you. Will you be buying any skins?
No. Thank you. Good night.
You want to buy skins.
Oh my gosh, I do. No, I know.
Buying skins.
Here's the thing. I did go into this going, I'm not going to buy the battle pass. I'm not going to buy anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do my thing. Yeah. And then I go, well, no, I want to figure out, maybe that's part of the appeal. Now, I have chosen to join Fortnite at, I believe, a very interesting moment because they have added things that would appeal to me that were never there before.
Sure. They're expanding their market.
So the theme now is... spies. Like there's a team of spies that are assembling and they go on these missions. So you have the agency and it's like there are vaults and there's fun elements where if you go there, there's like a British style phone booth and you jump in it and you come out and you're wearing the skin of the henchman.
Oh, that's fun.
And there's NPCs that are henchmen that are there that when they see you, they go, oh, And they have, it's fun and cute. They go, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's how they talk. And you shoot them. And when you knock them down, so it,
as you do anytime anybody talks to you,
you shoot them. And then when they call it getting knocked, right? Mm-hmm. So you knock down and you're slowly crawling on all fours. Yeah. You could pick them up and shake, do it says shake them down.
And
you go through their pockets and you pull out a map.
Yeah.
And it'll show you where all the chests are in that little spot.
And this is all while you're fighting other PvP players?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And then there's, or you get a key card. If you get the lead henchmen, you get a key card, and that's how you unlock the vault. But there are these laser, like, turrets, so you have to be, you have to look like a henchman to walk up and do it. And then recently I found out there's cases that you have to be look like a henchman to scan and open.
Oh, nice.
You could carry a henchman and hold him up. In front of it, and it'll unlock
so
that.
It's good. So it took the game that was fun PvP stuff, and they made a game around it, because I assume when you open these crates, it's better weapons.
It's better weapons.
Yeah, so it's still part of the original objective.
So if you take the time to go, like, most of them are in very inconvenient locations on the outskirts of the map, and then the agency is in the center of the map.
Right.
And
but then you can be camping or protecting those locations, because you know they're high priority and go from them.
The agency right now is a hot zone. Like, a lot of players like to go to the agency. I've been trying to figure out the yacht because it's small.
Yeah.
And so I figure I have a better chance of getting through everything in there. And not a lot of people go there. And then there's also a shark, which is fun. Like, it's a rock that looks like a shark.
Yeah.
And the first time I tried to land there was the first time that I died. I was number 100. I was the first one voted off the island. So I spoke. And it was great because I went up. I go, oh, there's a chest. And I'm like gliding into the chest. And then somebody comes out of my peripheral, like, right in front of me. I'm like, oh, no. And so they open the chest and they get the gun. I'm like, ah. And I just start hitting them with my pickaxe. And then they shoot me with the gun. And then they realize I don't have anything.
Right, right, right.
And then they kill me with a pickaxe.
Oh, just to.
So I was the first one to die
more.
In the game. It was fine. That's what's so funny is that I never would have thought I would have enjoyed and have fun doing it. I really still think 90% of it is because my kids are playing
it.
And I like. But to go back to your point, I got the battle pass. There's a new thing where Deadpool. So if you look in the they have like they call it the battle pass room where you can track the challenges, and the more things you do, you unlock more skins, V-Bucks, emotes, all this stuff. You could pay like $100 and you get everything in the battle pass if you want,
sure.
Which is what all the YouTubers do. But there's a little grate in the corner for like a vent, and you go through there and you zoom in, and it's Deadpool has his own little office.
Nice.
And you log on to the computer, and it's lots of funny stuff. Like, the username is Wade and the password is password.
Nice.
And you type it in, and every week you get two Deadpool challenges on Fortnite.
Fun.
So I guess if you do them all, then maybe you get like a Deadpool skin
or something.
Kids are hoping for.
Yeah.
So there's all those little elements that I like, but I will not buy just a skin for the sake of having a skin. If I change my mind, I will let you guys know.
See, and that's what. So I have two underovers that I want to, that I'm going to secretly bet against you to find out. One is how long till they put out the thing for the skin that you want. It's going to be like the Jared Joff skin or something.
It's already been done.
There's something.
It's not going to be that.
It's going to be a Klingon. There's going to be something you're like, yeah, that'll be funny.
It would have to be a skin where I would look like a dad or like me. Like, I would want the players to know I'm a 40-year-old playing this game with a bunch of kids. Like, that would have to be, if it was like, I'm a dude who wears polo shirts and cargo shorts, I would be like,
the characters kind of look like that already,
right?
Yeah,
but similar. It would have to be that. Like, it would have to be a guy who's kind of chubby and he's wearing a polo shirt and cargo shorts.
And then the other thing is that's already annoying me is that I've been doing Tales of Tyria for 3 years, all in attempt to get you to play this game with me. I'm already considering playing Fortnite with you because that sounds fun. And
I think we would have fun playing it together.
I'll get on there and play it with you. You did play Strange Brigade with me, so
I did,
was fair.
We could go back to doing that. I forgot about
Strange Brigade.
Although
your
now,
sons would like it. Actually, that'd be fun. Do they? Because you can play, have a party of four. Let's do that.
Well, yeah, now we can. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
They've played it in the past. Jacob, I think, likes it more than Jack. But
yeah. Really? It's just shooting mummies. How can they not enjoy that?
I don't know. Jacob liked the style of it.
Yeah, it's really stylized.
It appealed to him. I think he did like the gameplay, though. Like, just the fact that you're too isolated in a map.
Well, if you play with other players, if you play with a team of four, that would be... That's a lot more fun. And I know not all the secrets, but I know a lot of the secrets. So we'd be able to explore some extra chambers and things.
If I played four, although it's hard because the time, usually the time I could play is when I'm playing with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is kind of weird, in my opinion, because now it'll be like me and Jack and Jacob and one of their friends will be in a squad. So there's always a fourth kid, and they're like, oh, we're playing. And then there was one time where Jacob's like, a friend would join. He goes, hey, I'm playing with my dad, so I can't play right now. And I feel kind of bad. I'm like, well, you can go play with her. He's like, no, why would I want to do that?
Why don't I do that? No, your dad. I love you, Dad. Yeah. I don't want to play.
It's easier if you do it with me.
Meanwhile, just out of curiosity, how is the treehouse you've been building?
Not done. There's that, like, and the best part is that they made fun of me saying that really? Would never get done. And now I was like, do I want to do that? Like, should I? Like, because now Jacob's too old for it.
Right.
They clearly don't care.
My kids love it.
They do. That's the thing is I think I just need to build it so it's at least safer when other kids come over. I was going to build an actual structure up there.
Yeah, I remember.
But now I think I'm just going to build a railing and a ladder so that you could go up the rock climbing wall and climb down the ladder.
I think it'd be good.
And make it safe.
I think at the very least, you should have 1 week off in summer of no video games and just see what your children do.
Yeah, we've done that mostly because either Natalie's like, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Or she wants to disconnect a little bit, and they don't have a real big problem with it.
In your neighborhood, I don't see kids playing in the street
there
around
never
here.
There never are kids.
There are never kids on
is
bikes.
That your neighborhood?
No, we don't have a street.
Oh, that's true.
We have an alley.
That's true. But there's never. Now, here's the thing. Oh, this is more of a dad podcast thing. Yeah. But anyway, we're hanging out at the house. I was doing some work, and I come back, and while I was working, I come home and Jack was getting ready. And I said, where's Jack going? And Natalie goes, the weirdest thing happened. I'm sitting here and I'm working and the kids are playing video games. And then there's a knock at the door.
Hmm.
And this kid who I don't know, I say, hi. Are you? And he goes, hey, can Jack come out and play?
What?
And she was like, and so she goes,
did she do check to make sure he wasn't a ghost?
Right. It's easier with my help. I'll be able to raise children.
Just make sure you
don't struggle with obesity.
I'm just gonna lay down right here.
So
take me, Raven.
So she goes into the room and she goes, Jack, there's a friend at the front door. He wants to know if you could come and play. And he goes, what? Now I don't know.
Dressed like an 80s kid? Right. Like, it's like a kid. It's a ghost that lives.
It's me coming back.
Oh, that's even better.
I don't know if the people listening to the show, but there was a time in history where you would go to someone's house and you would say, hey, can Kevin come out and play?
Yeah, totally. Or I'm whatever. Sure there are neighborhoods that still do that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he went over to the school parking lot, and it's great. Mom's kind of old school. They live right across the street from the parking lot. Kids, you see the kids playing on scooters and stuff the time. They bought walkie-talkies, so the kid has a walkie-talkie. Mom's got a walkie-talkie, so she sent him to come to our house. He had a walkie-talkie
on him
that she could talk to him. And so she got his mom's number, so Natalie and her were texting. She goes, I hope you don't mind. She goes, I could see them from my kitchen window, but I just hang out in the house and they play out there all the time.
Oh, that's cool.
She goes, I have a walkie-talkie if they need anything or whatever. And, and they went out there and had like a Nerf war.
Oh, that's great.
Jack came back a couple times and got some guns. It's so funny too, because at the end of the day, we're having dinner and he's like, tomorrow, I'm not walking anywhere. We're like, what do you mean?
He goes, couldn't do it.
I did so much running today. I'm done. I've walked for the month.
I put my steps in and I'm done.
Yes, my Apple Watch says goal achieved. I'm done. I can't walk anymore.
I literally can't even.
I can't even.
Ah, yes,
hashtag
the future.
Childing. So I don't know if we will ever finish the fort. I don't think that's going to happen.
I think if you put the PS4s in it, it'll work.
I know. I thought. That was part of the plan.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I think the zip line. If I put the zip line like I planned, that would
And you put that pool back out there.
But last summer, we didn't even put the pool up, and they didn't care either.
Ugh. The PlayStations are pretty great.
I know. And that's the thing. I mean, honestly, you tell me. I don't think I'm being a bad father by letting them play video games.
No, you have two sons. They would be fighting over it anyway, and they were.
But my point is that I'm not the – I don't – there is maybe a very, very, very small part of it. But, I just don't feel like I'm the guy who's like, you got to get outside. You know what I mean? Like,
here's the thing.
We figure that out.
Time has taught us that this lesson will always happen no matter what the current technology is. Because when we were kids, it was have your own separate phone line or something or another TV in the house. And then Serenity Firefly showed us that in the future you want your dedicated wave box. And that kid was like a young, what's the hot kid that was hot like 10 years ago?
Haley Joseman?
No. Was he ever cute? No,
Oh, hot.
Hot.
I didn't know you mean hot.
No, he kissed Michelle Pfeiffer in that New Year's Eve movie. Anyway, he played a young version of one of the characters on Serenity. And it was all the same thing. So if you didn't, there would still be a desire to have multiple PlayStations in the room. And it's the activity. It's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Who would want to climb a tree when you can have a PlayStation?
Right. And I don't know.
So I saw this commercial recently. We can end here. This is the end.
Oh.
It was a...
It's better if you end here.
Oh, why? Yes, you got it. It was one of those like shaming commercials that it's like they showed three generations. So like current kids your son's age. Then like Gen Xers and baby boomers, and the baby boomer and Gen Xer are sitting at a table in a kitchen. They're like, what did you do when you were a kid? And the boomer says something like, I picked blueberries when I was a kid. That was an activity we did. Oh, that's really cute. And then they ask the other guy, what did you do? Oh, we would get some friends together and we would make macrame things or something. You're like, oh, that's really fun. And then it cuts to the 10-year-old and he's just this bright-eyed, super excited kid. You're like, what do you do? Oh, I play Fortnite, and I do la, 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 and he goes into all the technical stuff, and then the music sets in.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Can you believe it? This child is playing Fortnite. And then to double down on the shame, they cut back to the baby boomer and the Gen Xer mom, and they show a video of the kid's response. Like, so those are your responses, you people that had decent, normal childhoods. Here, watch a video of your own son today and what they're doing with their free time. Like, oh, it's just so sad. I'm just so sad for them. And
what is this BS propaganda?
And then it goes on about, like, if we need to enjoy our national parks or something. Like, Idaho parks are dying, and we got to get the kids out there.
Put a LAN party in there, and people will visit Halftone.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying, which is why you need to go LANparty@halftone.org.
Or put up a webcam, and people could virtually tour from home.
But I was like, listen, if you had done that same ad...
fossil fuel.
If you had done that same ad 30 years ago... You could get away with the grandparents saying, yeah, we didn't watch television or anything, and maybe they read some books and listened to the radio, but they were not the media consumers that everybody is in. But there is not, you can't honestly tell me that boomers were picking blueberries over watching Howdy Doody and copious hours of television. And their entire generation is earmarked with movies in the 80s and 90s wrestling with the fact that they wasted their childhood watching television. That's what Scrooged is all about, is going, oh, I probably could have had a better life.
There was a whole TV show that on HBO called like Dream On, where he spent his entire childhood watching TV.
And then goes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then they cut together those old things and then
and
came back. Yeah.
Slip back into the world
and
as
that
an adult.
That's a 20-year-old HBO show right there. And then our generation, like, we grew up on VCRs, cable television, and Nintendos. There's no way that we were all macrameing and making
And it's funny
sketches.
Because the worry that I had is that my kids would not learn. Because if you think about it, the majority of the things, I always think back to your thing of, I was joking one time and I said, well, you know, I think I'd be a pretty good detective because I'm pretty good at that game. You're like, yeah, but that's
when you're playing L.A. Noir.
Yeah. Like, that's built for you to succeed. And it was funny. But then I was like, oh, yeah, I never thought of that part of a game, but it is built for you.
You're like, when you go to detective class, they're like, all right, here's how to be a detective. Yeah. When does the glowing light appear on the evidence?
Yeah.
Why do I press?
Where's are there glasses that I wear so I can see it? Like, I feel it's because this is hard.
This is really hard. I don't know.
Like, there's no hair even here. I can't even see anything. Like, what do we do?
I for a long time thought I could be a cowboy because cowboys can stop time, and I keep trying to figure out how to press the R3 and L3 buttons at the same time and to stop time.
Yeah,
I
don't have that on a Smith & Wesson. So. When Jacob, so I was worried about that, and Jacob, his controller, he called it stick drift. Are you familiar with this?
Mm-mm.
So evidently, I get it. If you leave a controller that it's like where the sticks on the PlayStation, and you don't move, your character will move anyway. There's stick drift. And then, so he was like, oh, I got to get a new controller. And he had enough money, but he's like, but I don't want to spend my money on a controller. So he went on YouTube, and he Googled how to fix stick drift.
Oh.
and he found he watched a couple of videos.
Yeah,
and then they said it's because of dust. Like he thought he had to do something.
Yeah.
They said it's most likely because of dust. And so one person said you get a Hoover, and he went to Natalie. And goes, Mom, what's a Hoover? She goes, oh, it's like a vacuum cleaner. He's like, okay, what's a vacuum cleaner exactly? Like,
what? No. What?
Yeah. Like
what?
It's not like he had no frame of reference, but he's like, well, we have one in the garage.
For sure.
Because we have hardwood
floors. You have hardwood floors. That makes sense.
Like,
yeah.
You know, so he's like, oh, like what? She goes here. And then she went out and she tried vacuuming it.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Like he had a problem. He tried to figure out how to solve it.
Yeah.
And then when he hit a wall, like he at least came and helped. And I was like, okay. Because when they were younger, they wouldn't do any of that stuff.
Right.
They would constantly go, figure it out. Like, you got to figure it out.
And then they figured out using the resources that are available.
Exactly.
To YouTube.
Yes, exactly.
Which that's I fixed my fan on my PS4.
Because what we would do is we would go to the library and check out a book about a topic to figure stuff out.
They'd have to look things up. That was my...
Read it in long form.
That would frustrate me. We were like, look at it. If you don't know how to spell a word, look it up in the dictionary. Look, if I knew how to spell the word, I would know where it was in the dictionary, but I don't.
Yeah.
So now, how am I supposed to figure that out? I'm just looking. Does it start with T? Does it start with D? Is it a Japanese word? I don't know. Tell me how to spell the word.
My older son came to me. Now, mind you have to buy a dictionary once they get about third and fourth grade because they teach you how to use it and everything. And he came out and he goes, Dad, how do you spell blah, blah, blah? And I said, look it up. He goes, but I don't know how to look it up. And I said, son, you literally live in a time where you never need to know how to spell a word for the rest of your life.
It's easier.
It's so easy that if you can't figure it out, I will have to disown you as my child. And he goes, I don't understand. What do you mean? I go, I gave you a computer, son, and a connection to the world. That's all you need to spell anything.
Type anything.
Just type it.
Put it in.
I go, here's all you have to. He goes, but I don't even know how to start. I go, just guess and it will figure it out for you.
I didn't have that information.
Yes, you did. Good luck getting me to feel sorry for you.
Bam, 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 bam. Parenting and video gaming.
Yeah. I apologize that I don't play computer console games. And now you're about to play Fortnite.
That's all right.
That might kick the guilt up about four notches.
Really?
I don't know why.
Be good. That's good. You know what? If we play a little more Strange Brigade, I think it might take it down a notch or two. If your boys play it. But I'll play a little Fortnite with you.
You don't have to.
You should try Guild Wars. At the very least.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
But you're not going to do it.
I don't know. Like, here's the thing. It's about carving out the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the chances of me matching up, we tried to play Strange Brigade, and I couldn't even get my schedule to match up on a Friday.
I will quit anything to play Guild Wars with you.
And so
you name the time.
I was
2 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Negative on that one, Ghost Rider.
7 a.m. on a Wednesday. I'm there, Paco.
I'm making breakfast.
6:45.
But you can't do it in 15 minutes.
You can start.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'd be like, oh,
how long
I want
do you
more.
Have to sit out and play Guild Wars 2?
It depends on what you want to do, but I can play for 15 minutes. I can play for 5.
Really?
But if I do events and stuff, they take about a half hour.
Half hour.
And real serious stuff when there's like a big campaign, that'll be an hour and a half long session. But that's like we're at the end of something. I need to get this done, and I want to get it done right.
I don't know. I'll think about it. There's no way for me to respond without sounding like a jackal. There's really not. Like, if I say, okay.
Listen, we'll play Fortnite first, and then we'll go from there.
That's
because
not
I'm probably going to play it for like 1 minute and be like, no.
What if you like it? What are you going to do if you
I'll
like
be
it
shocked.
More than Guild Wars?
Because that'll never happen.
It does kind of grow on you. I'm going to warn you of this. Like, you can't go into it, and because here's what happened. I played it the first time. I was like, this is dumb. If my kids weren't here, I would not be having fun. And then you play it a couple times, and you start to get the hang of it. And you go, oh,
that's why
you
I'm willing
to figure out the guns.
Yeah,
and then you got to figure out building.
I'm willing to do it with you because I love Overwatch and I love Destiny 2 and Destiny 1. And the Fortnite is in that genre, so I get it. But it just looks like boring Minecraft with guns to me.
My fear is that what if it's because I got that early victory royale? That it gave me enough of that endorphin that's how it's got me hooked in some
that's
way.
What
that
I
it's
need.
Really not good.
I need to have a dream where I win.
Yeah.
And then I'll
get
be
a
like...
Colon
What could possibly go wrong?
Got two legendaries, man. Hey, if you want to talk to other like-minded gamers, go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord. By the way, I'm about to run out of this song. And then if you want to watch on live, you go to twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller. And you can watch the show live. You can watch Kevin play games live. Just check it.
Check it. Do it.
On behalf of the Kevin Miller, this is just worth saying.
Okay, bye.
Nailed it.